FM 90.3 WJTL 7 Day Slumber with Found Small Town Poets, Song of Hallelujah, and Switchfoot Let It Out. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:20.
Foggy this morning, then cloudy today, rain and windy too, high 61, rain tonight, low 53, cloudy tomorrow, highs expected near 56, rain likely before 1, and then partly sunny and only 38 for the highs Saturday, which means that rain Saturday night could mix with snow, then mostly sunny and 43 Sunday. Don't worry, looks like we rebound back to those milder temps. Again, then, next week. Right now, it is currently 42 in York, 43 in Quarryville, and 44 in Lancaster.
Our special guests are from CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Lancaster. Melissa and Nicole with us. Good morning, ladies.
Hello. Good morning.
Great to have you here. Melissa Liebig is the Director of Community Outreach for CASA. And Melissa, tell us about CASA. What's it all about?
Sure. So CASA trains community volunteers to go into the court system and out into the community and advocate for children in foster care. So when a child has suffered abuse that has been so severe, they are removed from their homes and are custody of children and youth, the agency. And CASA is a nonprofit that sends advocates out to act as the judge's eyes and ears, do some investigating, some digging, go into court and speak on behalf of that child. So the judges and all the people in the puzzle can make a better decision as to what should happen in terms of this child, reunifying them with their family, adoption, or so on.
And so you're basically becoming the voice for that child who has no voice.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if folks would want to volunteer and find out what it would take to become a person, an advocate,
that would make me so happy, Fred. So we have monthly information sessions. And ironically, the next one is on Tuesday. They can go to the website, casalancaster.org, and find out where to go. And we do training 4 times a year to become an advocate.
So it's next Tuesday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what time is it?
Noon.
Noon, and where at?
Oh, it's the Good Shepherd Church in Lancaster. Okay. All the details and address are online.
Okay, so visit casalancaster.org, and you've brought one of your advocates
along with
you. And Nicole Sirocki is with us. Good morning again, Nicole.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about your experience being an advocate with CASA.
My experience has been very rewarding. I had a sibling group, and advocating for them was nothing that I expected it to be, but it was, I enjoyed it. You know, we had, the youngest was not able to speak. She was 1.5. So I was able to advocate for her to be able to get speak therapy, and it improved her. Now she just talks like you wouldn't believe. And she's a lot of fun. It was like I said, it's very rewarding.
It sounds like you've really been involved in helping them come a long way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if folks want more information, I understand you also have a gala that's coming up soon that they could come out and find out more, hear some more stories like your story, and also support what you guys are doing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a gala that's going to be on September 28th at the Marriott at Penn Square. And it is, we're going to have a silent auction, a raffle, and a live auction. And it will be a lot of fun.
And you do have to sign up ahead of time. There is
a cost
involved.
Absolutely.
Can they do that online, too?
Yes.
So visit casalancaster.org. It's coming up September 28th at Marriott Penn Square, an opportunity for you to hear some of the heroes tell their story, but also an opportunity to support what's going on. And then next Tuesday is one of the sessions you could find out if you'd like to become an advocate. Check it out all online, casalancaster.org. We'll talk more with the ladies coming up in just a bit. Jeremy Camp, back to the music. This is My God on FM 90.